We've got some new music to bring us to the end of the program today. Reporter and DJ Beto Arcos usually works out of Los Angeles, but he's in Boston for a few days, so he dropped by our studios to talk about two artists who both have new CDs out.
The first one is a singer, Malika Zahra. She is from Morocco. Her mother is Berber. Her father is Moroccan, Arab Moroccan. And she grew up both in Morocco and in France when they moved there when she was a little girl. And so what she decided to do is to record an album where she brings all of these traditions together, but she brings them together in this fantastic record called Berber Taxi.
Now, this is the title track to Malika Zahra's CD, Berber Taxi. What does Berber Taxi refer to, Beto?
It refers to a traditional Berber song that she grew up listening to, that her mother would sing. And it has to do with this idea that it's a means of transportation for the loved one. It's a taxi that you get when you want someone to love you, to bring someone from the outside, and you take a taxi to that love.
Malika Zahra in the title track to Berber Taxi. She's got a really sensual voice.
She's really wonderful. And this record, she sings in Moroccan Arabic, she sings in French, and in English.
And this is her debut album?
This is her second record.
Second record. Okay. So Malika Zahra there. What else do you have for us, Beto?
I have this record that I just got last week. It's a collaboration between two musicians. The record's called Yobadi, which means friendship. Karim Ziad, who is a drummer, percussionist, arranger from Algeria, and Hamid El Khazri, who is a Moroccan singer from North Morocco. And they come together for this fantastic mix of funk a la Zawinul Syndicate jazz with Moroccan Gnawa music and Sufi. عيشي انتي وازرعين بسي الغرب الله ما عندي شي الله بابا الله سيدي يا الوالي يا ابو يا احباب
The album is called Yobadi. That's a collaboration between Karim Ziyan and Hamid El Khazri. It's a Moroccan-Algerian duo, as you said, Beto. And these are two countries, Algeria and Morocco, that have pretty distinct musical styles and cultures. Maybe you can just differentiate for us what's so distinct about Moroccan and Algerian music.
Moroccan music, for me, is really a confluence of different things coming together. It's got Gnawa, that kind of groovy dance beat that you hear.
Gnawa was healing music back in the day.
It's healing music, yeah. Right. It's got the Sufi part, which is this sort of trance-inducing, but kind of religious, at the same time very popular. That's Moroccan music. In contrast, Algerian music, you have both the Al-Andalusi, the classical tradition of music, and you have, the most well-known, which is the Rai music, which is the popular music that was popularized by Khaled, by Checa Remiti, and so Che Mami, and so on. So the contrast for me is how these two artists can come together and blend sort of their energies and their traditions to create something different. What I love about this record is that while they may be singing some Sufi songs that arguably could be religious in nature, they're very dance-oriented. They're almost, I feel like I want to dance to this music when I hear it. And that's a sense I get when I went to the festival.
I was going to say, you were in Morocco last year. I mean, you must have seen a lot of this kind of confluence of sacred and also funky at the same time.
It was the most incredible, life-transforming experience I've ever had.
Well, we're going to close with one more track from Yobadi, but just remind us first, Beto, before we let you go, what we have heard today.
First, we heard Malika Zahra, singer from Morocco, lives in New York, and her record is called Berber Taxi. And we heard Karim Ziad and Hamid El Khazri. The record is called Yobadi.
Great, and we'll close with the title track from Yobadi. DJ and reporter Beto Arcos, thanks for coming by. Good to see you.
Thank you, Marco. Great to be with you. Yobadi Allah.
yalla yubadi yubadi yarakishana yubadi Allahu akbar yalla yubadi ya subhan
And you can watch Beto dancing in his chair while we were taping that interview. It was hard to sit still. Just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.